Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now, every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the big show today, Tom is sideways, plus OJ, the woman in the septic tank, and Pat Godwin's hypochondriac song. It's all coming up next.
All right, if you would just have a seat, please. Oh, no, you again? Donald Baker.
I hate these chairs.
Why are you here? I just saw you earlier this month for your probation meeting, and you performed your community service, I see.
Now I got 2 more hours left, man. I'm sick and tired of doing this, too, man. Can I just do something to get this done with?
All right, 2 hours. I know what we can put you on. We've got very, very hot weather in the region. Let's go ahead and assign you to the Heat Stroke is No Joke Summer Nursing Home Fan Project.
I hate nursing homes. I can beat the heat, but I can't beat the smell, man. I swear to God I can't.
Donald, this is our last resort. It's only 2 more hours, so let's just get this out of the way. You'll be delivering fans to nursing home residents who don't have air conditioning.
It's man, what if nice I just tell them the ways to beat the heat, man? First of all, you need to find someone in your family who's had a vasectomy. Just tell them this, man. They know how to keep cool. My mom's last boyfriend is where I learned, man. He stopped shooting live rounds last summer and stuff. 2 bags of frozen peas and duct tape will do the trick. I swear to God it will. It'll keep your body cool from the core and make your bulge look bigger.
No, that's not at all what we're looking for.
Tell them to take a dip in the pool, man. From my personal experience, I can tell you the average time it takes for cops to respond to an intruder in the pool calls about 8 minutes, man. So tell them to enjoy 7 minutes of heaven, then haul ass. And tell them not to wear them stupid flip-flops. See, that's how I lost this tooth, man. That's almost a grand of porcelain veneers down the drain.
These are senior citizens. We simply give them a box fan that they're able to...
Man, I forgot. Senior citizens. All right, if they don't want to break the law, then join them. Tell him to make friends with the county coroner, man. He'll let you hang out at the county morgue during the heat of the day or if he goes to lunch. And be sure not to go fishing for spare change in the pant pockets of the corpses. It's bad luck, man. I swear to God it is. Tell him only take the bills. My uncle was a cop, man. He knows about this stuff.
I don't think that we want senior citizens going to the morgue.
Okay, just... 2 words. Never exercise unless you have lotion. I swear to God, that'll take your mind off anything. Breaks my fever every time.
I'm not even sure what you're getting at, Donald.
Okay, 3 words in Asian massage parlors. Eskimo hookers know all the tricks, man. I swear to God they do. You'll leave clapping like a seal. And trust me here, man, it's no accident. Popsicles are shaped the way they are. It all goes back to cooling from the core, man. Just ask for the summertime suppository. They can't pronounce it, but you can. Don't forget, the ladies only work on tips.
Mr. Baker, you're talking about prostitution.
Okay, not into touching, man. Then strip clubs are a great place. The AC is always on high, man, because management don't want the strippers' nips to wilt down to half mast. Kills business, I swear to God it does. On a good day, man, they'll look like thimbles. Drinks are $6, but who cares, man? Just have them put extra ice in your Mountain Dew. There's no charge for extra ice, man. It's state law.
I'm going to have to ask you to be quiet now, Donald.
Man, just tell these old people to go to the movies, man. It's always cool in there. By law, they got to keep it that way. And if it's really hot, man, do what I call the Baker's Dozen.
What?
Go to one of them mega movie theater places with like 12 theaters. Pay once, but see them all, man. Don't worry about getting caught. They can't prove it.
Listen, Donald, I'm just going to go ahead and wipe the slate clean here. Let's consider
sure,
your community.
Sure, man, I'm here to help, man.
No. Your community service
is
all set.
I wish I had my old Ford EXP, man. The air in that baby was ice cold. I swear to God it was, man. You could hang beef in that car.
You're all set. Thanks for stopping by.
You want to go to the movies, man?
No, I don't.
Fine, be that way. See if I care, man. That's more corn for me.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Now, we have a lot to get to here.
I bet you that people would not miss the flavor pumpkin.
What?
No, I think many would. I don't think they would.
I hate it, but a lot would.
80%.
I'm among them. I would really miss it.
80% of those surveyed love pumpkin.
80%?
Yes.
Where are you getting those numbers?
In America, where people love pumpkin pie, you commie.
It's okay that you don't.
I tell you in Ukraine.
No.
We make pie from beets.
Mince meat for you.
No. No meat, just mince.
Pecan pie.
Minsk meat.
Minsk meat.
Defected or tried to.
Rochelle, yes. In Minsk.
If you're watching the TV show Barry.
Here we go.
On HBO.
He's ruined this series for me. No. He started to watch it. Oh, I love this show. It was all mine.
The bald Chechen guy.
Hank. No, Ho Hank. You know that's his name.
Oh, that's so funny.
Would you like a, I have a refreshment? He's always very kind before he kills him.
Highly recommend.
Oh, really? I believe he's really good friends with our good friend Drew Powell.
Yes, he is.
Because he was on Gotham.
Yeah.
That guy's a terrific actor.
Oh, God, he has
alopecia, right?
He has alopecia.
Yeah, he's a wonderful actor.
A spokesman for the Alopecia Foundation and helping children deal with alopecia.
And that means no eyelids and eyebrows.
No hair. No hair.
No hair anywhere.
It looks like lashes. A chicken.
There's a great scene where he wears a wig. It's not a spoiler. That's very, very funny.
That guy's terrific.
He is great. Well, in any event, let's see.
Barry is streaming in its entirety on HBO.
I want to, and the only reason I know about it is, as you know, I've been lying on my side for the last 5 days as part of this healing process, so I've been watching a lot of sideways HBO.
But yeah, they have HBO comedy, they have HBO Latina, and they have sideways HBO.
I finally, my son rigged up an iPad.
I can't wait to hear this.
Here's what he did. He gave his dad an iPad and locked the screen so it
like
won't
we told him to on Friday.
He rigged it up.
On Friday, exactly.
Well, see, I couldn't do it. You have to understand, I was unable to do anything. So I wasn't allowed to get up and walk around.
Was there anything surprising that you ran into that you didn't think was going to be a problem? Like, you're like, oh, well, I can't use my eye for that. You know, like looking at the stars every night like you do.
Well, this morning, since I've only pretty much got the one good eye, you realize depth perception is a very real thing. When you only have the one eye functioning, I keep the sound you keep hearing of me hitting the mic is because of that.
What were your symptoms? What were your symptoms? Fuzzy eye?
Yeah. But
I felt like it had a hair in it.
Case of the old fuzzy eye.
I'm fine. I've got to go lie down for the rest of the day. I had no idea that some of the recovery from some of these eye surgeries, if you have a, I think it's a tear in the back of your eye, you've got to lie in your belly for 3 weeks after the surgery. So this is, I'm lucky just to be, but I've been lying on my side since last Wednesday. So.
Well, what's the latest? Healing nicely?
I guess, yeah.
Well, you went to the doctor.
Friday.
Okay, yeah.
Well, you don't want to tell us anything about it?
It's fine. Just they put these bubbles in your eyes, these gas bubbles.
Yeah.
See this wrist thing I'm wearing?
Yeah.
You got to wear this because I cannot go on an airplane for any reason right now.
They don't
now.
Trust you to not go on yourself?
No, if you were hurt in an accident of some sort, they can't.
You know, we're all supposed to be.
Okay.
We're going to be flying to Dallas end of September.
I may have to drive.
You know what? I've decided if you do drive, I'm going to go ahead and ride with you.
Oh, that's nice of you, Josh.
I've decided if I have to drive, I'm going to rent a super badass something.
How about you and me in a smart car?
Is there a place that rents
yes.
really cool cars?
Did you see that guy who fell sound asleep in his Tesla and
yes.
went viral? He was sound asleep.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what on autopilot, I hope.
I don't know.
Yeah, but they had to wake him up.
Who woke him up?
The guy that pulled up next to him. Didn't he beep or something? The guy that took the video.
Sound asleep.
So there is a place that rents like really cool cars?
Oh, absolutely.
I don't think you guys are giving this, my idea, enough attention.
What is your
idea? The smart car
to Dallas?
You and
I rent a smart car. Take it to the, and we tape and we videotape some things and
why is smart?
I don't
why
yeah
it's so tiny I don't know if you
because it's he and I in a very in the tiniest car you can have
like a clown car.
Josh would be right on top of you.
Didn't you understand? Right, I said I want to rent some really cool car to drive to Dallas.
All right, if that's more important than comedy.
Mini Cooper's cool.
They're really cool.
It's at Huge Penis Rentals, isn't it?
I believe so.
Exotic car rental.
You know, something like really cool.
What are you talking about?
A Lambo.
Maserati.
Driving. There's no room.
Do you
room.
Know what the gas mileage on a Lambo would be? And there's no room for...
Do you understand
no luggage
what tax write-off is? This is a business trip.
Well, you
thank
only
you,
go
Chick,
60 miles an hour anyway. So.
No room for luggage.
We can take his luggage.
They can take my luggage.
Shut up! This is his problem.
Besides, I'm a very light packer. I took a...
That's what we heard. Light loaf of packer.
Christy, you won't even feel it.
Oh, boy. Thanks.
I'm a very light packer.
My birthday? I'm sorry. Back to you.
back to me? Okay.
No, we have to find. We've asked you
to find you a car.
Sorry, we've asked to name O.J. Simpson. Tweeted in the post Andrew Luck thing. O.J. Simpson is now on Twitter, which says a lot about what's wrong with our
world. Hey, Twitter world, this is yours truly. Now, coming soon to Twitter, you'll get to read all my thoughts and opinions on just about everything.
Okay.
This should be a lot of fun. I got a little getting even to do.
Jesus!
Right.
Run! Get inside!
Did he really say that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's juice.
That was his first
song.
I love his voice.
About an hour after the Andrew Luck thing got leaked.
Wait a minute. Hold
and
it.
It's a really sad story. You know, Andrew's really hurt, and I wish him the best. Yeah. And all of a sudden, it's now polluted with O.J. Simpson. Do you have that one?
Jess likes O.J.'s voice. Did you hear that?
Are you serious?
Yeah, loves it.
Yeah.
Gave her goosebumps.
It did a little.
Andrew Luck.
It'll give you goosebumps, all right.
You could have retired an hour and a half ago before I picked you in my fantasy picks. I mean, what did I do, man? I've been a fan of yours. Why would you do this to me? Come out of retirement. I'm just saying.
Look at Jess. You think you can fix him, don't you?
No, I was actually going to say the audio that Tom played was very like, oh, yeah, I like his voice.
No,
and then that
hey,
sounded
Twitter
aggressive.
World,
yeah, that sounds
truly.
Okay.
See,
that's
coming soon
that's
to Twitter.
Different.
You'll get the
audio. We need to explain. The second one. It looks like he's in some man cave with his buddies at a...
Yeah, yeah, right, O.J. Yeah, you tell him, O.J.
They've got the fantasy football draft stuff laid out on a table, so the microphone's pretty far from him.
Right.
In the first one, he's holding it right up to his face.
Yeah, but he sounds mm-hmm. aggressive and scary.
Do you know who Nordberg is?
No.
Do you want to tell him?
Sure, yes, it's his character in the Naked Gun
movie. In the Naked Gun movie, I should have known.
I mean, he does have a great voice, but
he does.
The fact that he just killed two people is
right,
a rough.
There's that.
He's a murderer.
Heroin, Frank. Heroin.
That's a pretty tall order, Nordberg. You have to give me a couple days on that.
We're trying to guess what would O.J. Simpson's... Because he's got to have a name for his fantasy football team.
Oh, gosh.
Hope it's not the Slashers.
Yeah.
I would assume he would avoid anything Bronco, Cato.
I don't think he would avoid it. I think that he would absolutely dive right into it.
No, I don't think so. Because he doesn't think he did it.
Yeah.
He swears he didn't do it.
Insane denial.
Yeah. No way.
So it wouldn't be called the Real Killers?
No.
Or
I bet it's some football related.
Here's some suggestions from the listeners. O.J. Simpson's fantasy football team could be called the White Broncos. Hertz Donut, referencing...
His famous Hertz commercial.
Right. Yes. And,
well, and of course, it hurts when you get your throat slit.
Your throat
well, of course it does.
Donuts.
Jeez.
The Don't Make Me Mads.
I like the Don't Make Me Mads.
Here's one. Here's Cato and the Alibis, referencing Cato Kalin. Was Cato Kalin... That's not his real name, right? Did he take it from the TV show... Cato was the karate chopping dude from
Green Hornet. You mean Bruce Lee?
No, he's talking about the Green Hornet.
Yeah, it was Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
In the TV show?
I don't think he's referred to as the karate chopping dude.
In the original TV show?
Yes,
that
he was the
Bruce
Green
Lee?
Hornet's chauffeur. Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So, in any event.
Oh, this is a tasteless
example. Oh, here's a good one for OJ's fantasy team name. I killed Mahomes.
Oh. Ooh. That's Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes.
How's it going over there, accent? How's it going? You all right? You good?
I can't read this suggestion. I think it's far too tasteless.
What is it?
Hosing off the back step.
Oh.
Little word. Kind of a long name.
Yeah, it's clunky and tasteless.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. If you've got a good name for OJ's fantasy. We tweeted him to see if he would respond to that.
We did. Have we heard from him, Jeff?
I hope
no?
not.
Okay.
Well, he's not up yet. I'm sure he's sleeping in.
It's LA time.
If you get us killed, I'll never forgive you.
He was up late looking for the real killer.
Yeah.
He can't. He's got to sleep
in. You'll
find
him in a sports bar, apparently.
Okay. Well, now, once again, Christy Lee at the Bob and Tom News Desk, known as the Navy Federal Credit Union News Desk.
What if OJ contacted the show and somehow he and Chick became best friends? Going on trips together.
He's a Redskins fan.
He's not that bad, guys. Come on. Nobody understands him.
Yeah. All right.
Wow. On a different note, what has happened?
Firefighters in Estacada, Oregon, rescued a woman they said was trapped in a septic tank.
Oh, poor woman.
Possibly for 2 to 3 days.
Oh.
You know what?
Where did she go to the bathroom?
Why don't...
She had to be flown to the hospitals.
Oh,
why don't we just leave her there?
Rescuers said they found her lying in raw sewage with her face just above it in a tank outside her rural home, which is about 5 miles northeast of Estacada. She lives there alone. Her daughter had grown concerned after not hearing from her and found her in the tank.
That's awful.
That's all we have. We don't know how she got there.
How old is she?
Maybe she
loved it.
It
doesn't say her age. We got nothing. Hold on.
She fell in?
Well, she's got to be of a certain age if she's got a daughter old enough to be looking after her.
I fell through the bowl.
If she fell through the bowl, she's a small lady.
I fell through the bowl.
Sounds like a song to me.
Boy, oh boy.
Kind of a mid-tempo. And I'm floating in septic town.
One day I fell through the bowl. Remember that?
Wow. What are those things? Those deprivation tanks people lie in?
Yeah, well,
the float. Oh, yeah.
I want to do that. So, yes.
Yeah,
I
know where one is. It's supposed to be.
There's one right around the corner.
Where?
I'll show you off the air.
Okay. Are you going to be able to squeeze it between your doctor's appointments?
Yeah, you
got a lot going on today.
Two or three doctor's appointments a day. And
I
then
heard your symptoms. I think I have them.
Oh, Jesus. You know, my ovaries hurt. Do yours?
You know what? Now that you mention it.
Oh, my God. The unidentified woman. So they're not saying her name or her age or anything. I wouldn't tell anybody either.
I don't think I would.
Is there a joke where a guy walks into a doctor's office and goes, Doc, I think I might have hypochondria? That's kind of funny.
That's funny. Oh, yeah. What's the problem? No, my ovaries.
I think I might be a hypochondriac.
Yeah. That's good.
I got a song about that.
It's gentle
up.
Humor, but it's
kind of a
not humor.
Reader's Digest.
Yes,
it's humor, not humor in uniform.
That may have been a Ziggy at one point.
You have a song about this, Pat?
Yeah, I do. I wrote it. That chick gave me the idea.
What's happening?
The hypochondriac song.
Oh, really? All right.
Is it written yet? Or
I wrote it 5 minutes ago. Want to hear it?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, just sit there and talk to us about it. I fell through the bowl.
You're not going to top that.
Here's the new rule. When you say I have a song, either grab your guitar or hit the piano so I know you're
I didn't know good. You. Okay. Chick has angina. I got it. Tom has a torn retina. I got it. Josh had appendicitis, and as much as I tried to fight it, I think I got it. I got it. I got it. I Googled heart murmur. I have it. Ace has bone spurs. I think I have them. Christy bats her lashes when her ovaries get flashes. I got it. I got it. I got it. Just a little throwaway.
Yeah. Nice.
That is
beautiful.
Good.
You're on a roll today, Danny.
It's kind of actually dead on.
I got it.
You got hot flashes today?
No, that he's just...
Have you had hot flashes?
No, I took care of all. I'm done with all that.
No kidding?
Oh, yeah.
I'm done with all that, but Pat's got him. I'm done with all that, but Pat's got him.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So this poor woman lying in a septic tank.
Yeah, it looks like she might have been walking in her backyard and fell through, because that happens sometimes.
How?
Because what happens is the tiles will bust, or the top of the septic tank can rust. Yeah.
Boy, I bet she threw
just
up.
Fell through the
you can fall through.
Oh. Fell through the bowl.
I'm assuming.
And I'm assuming that if her head was just above.
It was full.
She was
but she was able to touch.
Right, but barely.
Oh. Yeah. Because treading turds.
Was she buried in there or was it open?
I don't think that phrase has ever been used before.
Oh, my Lord.
No.
Hey, Josh, how you doing today?
Just treading turds. Doctor says it's good.
I can't do 3 minutes.
Okay. Works out all the muscles at once, chick.
Yeah. Treading turds.
Oh, this is like baby Jessica.
It's worse.
She had it easy.
Yeah, it's worse. Yeah.
Treading turds sounds like the band... opening opening for Slipknot. Treading turds. Sorry.
This is sad.
She's okay, though, right?
Well, no, they put her there. She's in the hospital.
said she's going to put her down.
She's in the she's in the IPU.
What's
that's funny.
Oh, that was
good. Does it say what's wrong with her?
No, but you could get
very
sick.
Yeah, she's covered in
shaving cream. Shaving cream.
Pat, do you have that?
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.